yes, you can build the business you want, impact your community, and bring revenue into your business. You just need the right strategies, support, and focus. Now, I don't have to tell you that surrounding yourself with a group of like-minded and success-minded people is only going to move your business forward. And that's what you get inside my Thrive membership. Inside, you get access to weekly live Q&A calls, industry-specific business training, accountability, and resources that will bring ease and give you back time. This group, part mentorship, part coaching, part mastermind, will keep you focused on what matters. So what does matter? Well, your business getting a steady stream of new clients and being able to seamlessly retain your existing clientele and building those systems that allow you to take time out of your business. Head to spring3.com/thrive to find out more and join an upcoming interest call with me. Now, here's this week's episode of the Pilates Business Podcast. Do you have an intro offer for new clients? If you do, do you know how well it's working for you? Perhaps you might not be sure how to answer that question, and that's okay, because this is what we're going to be talking about in today's episode. It is jam-packed with insights and tips, and you're going to love it. Well, hi there, I'm Sarah Glanfield. I'm a business and marketing strategist just for boutique fitness studio owners like you. If you're ready to be inspired and make a bigger impact, you're in the right place. All you need are a few key strategies, the right mindset, and some support along the way. Join me as I share the real life insights that will help you grow a sustainable and profitable studio. This is the Pilates Business Podcast. Welcome back, you guys, to the Pilates Business Podcast. I'm Sarah Ann, and I'm excited that you're here today. I'm recording this in my office, and I've got my little cup of tea here. Usually, you know me, I'm all about the coffee. But today, I felt like going back to my roots with a cup of tea. And yes, there is milk in it too. I never knew actually there was such a thing as tea without milk until I moved to the US. But anyway, I am all ready to go today. We're going to be talking all about those intro offers. Okay, so this is something that is pretty standard practice in this wonderful world of fitness. And it is an offer that we use to attract new clients into our business with some sort of an offer that is enticing and appealing. Okay, this is a promotion that we offer to people who usually it's for people who have never been into your studio before. So they're coming in for the very first time. And it's something that is designed to entice those people to really give what you offer a try, to give it a try, right? So we want that introductory offer to be enticing and appealing. But here's the secret. It is not necessarily for everyone. Okay, so as tempting as it might be, making your intro offer a free something or a massively discounted session, perhaps something that you want to attract, you know, you want to appeal to everybody, actually might end up hurting your business in the long run. Okay, so I want to dive into that a little bit more today, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about what a good introductory offer looks like. All right. Are you ready? Let's jump right in. So why do you need an introductory offer? Well, an ideal intro offer will draw in those clients to your business. Okay. We want them to come in and try your services. And this intro offer is kind of the easiest way for them to do that. The reason why we need to have an intro offer is because big shock, I know, but not everyone loves to work out as much as you. Many people need a little bit of an incentive to give something new a try. So not only do people not necessarily love working out as much as you, but they may be uncomfortable doing so. It may not be something they necessarily enjoy. And many folks are actually very intimidated about coming into a new studio. Now, it doesn't matter how friendly you know your studio is and how wonderful your teachers are. many of your new clients will not know how it is to be a client until they come in. And so they will have all of these ideas that they have picked up along their journey and all of those other experiences that they have had in fitness, not all of which may have been terribly positive. Right. So we want to remember that many of the people who we're trying to reach with our introductory offer and with our marketing for new clients are coming from a place where they may have had some bad experiences. They may not be all that excited about exercise. They may not be all that excited about Pilates or bar or yoga or whatever it is that you're offering or whatever else they may have tried. And so we want to make sure that we are going to make it as easy as possible for those folks to find you, to be interested in what you're doing. And that is mostly down to the marketing, mostly down to the messaging, what you're telling people about your business before even they've gotten to your introductory offer. But that intro offer is kind of like the cherry on top. So if your marketing is effective, it's getting you visibility for your business, and you are getting eyes on your business, and you are getting brand awareness for your business. And if you are able to have an incentive for those folks who find you to move to that next step of booking a class, it's because your introductory offer is doing its job really well. So a well-priced, well-positioned introductory offer will help your clients to take the leap and to give it a try. Okay. Will also enable your client to really experience what it's like to be a client. Okay. So a great introductory offer will enable your new client to really access your studio as though they were a long-term loyal client and fully experience it as though they were a regular client. So we really want to make sure that we are not, in designing the intro offer, we're not limiting the experience of your clients too much. Okay. Now, it's an introductory offer, so we don't really want it to be an ongoing price point for them. So there is some limitations, but we absolutely want to make sure that whatever that introductory offer looks like, that it gives a real window into what it feels like to be a client. So we want to make sure we give them access to everything. And what I see sometimes is these introductory offers don't always do that. They only give an opportunity to try one type of service, say, or one type of class. And that really perhaps may be a hindrance to that client making progress in toward the next step. And that next step is buying more of a long-term package and really committing to your business. So we want to make sure that we're giving clients the opportunity to get really comfortable with your studio space and the method that you teach. Okay. Now, again, many folks who especially come into Pilates studios, I mean, I remember the day that I walked into my first Pilates studio. And I remember when I first walked into the gym for the first time. It's a very intimidating space to walk into, especially if you are, there are other folks in there who are probably more advanced than you or than your clients may be. It can feel very intimidating. And even though you may be making those clients, making it as comfortable for them as possible and trying to make them feel as comfortable as possible, there will always be some sort of a hesitation there, some sort of a barrier there for them. And so we want to make sure that the intro offer gives them the opportunity to get comfortable with your studio space and the method that you teach so that they feel less intimidated, so those barriers are broken down and they're more open and they're more curious about moving on to the next step of becoming a long-term loyal client. So I'm a really big fan of an introductory offer that has more than one session to it, that allows the client to visit more than once. And that really helps them to it helps for a couple of things, really. It helps them to get comfortable with how your studio works. All the little details that when they're doing something for the first time will be something that, you know, a barrier for them. So what they will need to bring to the session, where they park, who their teacher is, who's at the front desk to greet them, all these things that will be new for them. By the time they come for the third or fourth time, they will be much, much, much more comfortable with that. Okay. So we want to make sure that the intro package is gives them the opportunity to visit more than once. And it also means that they get comfortable, not just with the studio, but perhaps they may even get comfortable with taking sessions from more than one teacher or instructor within your studio, which is a really good thing from a retention perspective. And if you are able to set up these introductory packages in a way that encourages that, and in a very friendly and open way, then you are more likely to be able to help that client to find a teacher that they have a real connection with. So what we know is that very few, if at all, none at all, probably, very few exercise methods really allow the true benefits, the true outcomes, the true results to be experienced from just one session. Right? You don't get the benefits. You don't get the most, that feeling or it from just one session. You often need to come more than once to feel that some of those benefits. Okay. So by the time a client comes for that third or fourth session, they may be starting to see and feel the potential for some of the changes that they may experience as your client. They're going to understand a little bit more about how it all works, about the system that you use to train your clients, and they become more comfortable in your studio environment. And they are probably beginning to see and feel the wonderful benefits of being your client. So your introductory offer is your opportunity to really deliver that exceptional level of service and to truly demonstrate the value of being a part of your community, right? Which we know goes so much further than those sort of 50 or 55 minute sessions or movement sessions. Now, multiple visits, a great follow-up series, and enough of a discount to incentivize, but not too much that it becomes a burden to your business or attracts people who aren't prepared to stay for the long haul. Those are the things that make up a good introductory offer. Okay. So we talked about multiple visits. Now, a follow-up series or a nurture series is an interactions that happen between you and your client, your new client, during that early stage of their being in a part of your business. And you really want to make sure that in those early days, that there are many touch points that you are able to utilize to really build a relationship and a connection with your clients. And what those touch points look like and how they happen is going to be very unique to your business and the experience that you want to deliver, the types of experiences that you want to deliver to your new clients. And ideally, you have a process for this so that every new client experiences the same type of journey. And you're able to make, you'll know from this having a process in place that no one is going to fall through the cracks, that every new client is going to feel like they are a part of your business. And they're going to know what's going to happen next. And they're going to know that they've got some, that your studio is a really friendly and comfortable and warm environment for them. Now, when it comes to price point, we want to make sure that the price point of your introductory offer is enough of a discount to incentivize a client to come in and give it a try. But we want to be really careful with where that discount fits with the package that you want your client to buy next. If there is too much of a discount, then first of all, it will become a burden to your business. It will cost your business more money than it will bring you, which is not what we want. But the biggest problem we find when you have too much of a discount for your introductory offer is that it tends to attract people who aren't really prepared to stay for the long haul. So what that means is you get a lot of people who'll come and give it a try, but they are just doing that. They're coming to give it a try. They're not really terribly interested or they're not really looking to stay for much longer than whatever that introductory period looks like. And I'll be honest, this is a big problem for many studios. And the only way to know whether or not your introductory offer is working is to really dive into the numbers and to track what those numbers look like. So I'm going to come back to that in a moment. So if your introductory offer isn't working, you always want to look at the pricing. And you always want to look at, first of all, how far off is your introductory offer from your regular package price? So like I said, it shouldn't be too disconnected from your standard pricing. And why is this? Well, because if it is, you will find it difficult to convert introductory clients, those new clients, into long-term clients, right? That can, what we call the conversion, is very challenging for you. A great introductory offer really sets you up for success to get from clients from being that sort of just looking, just curious, into being, you know, really into what they've experienced and really wanting more. And so when you have a price point that is too low, you're attracting the wrong type of people, or you're attracting people who are just looking for a deal and they'll be moving on to the next studio looking for the next deal. So we want to make sure that your price point is a stair step into that long-term or more regular pricing. So having a sensible discount that is very compelling to those people who could become real clients, that's the goal. Okay. And I will say that another reason to be a little bit careful with those deep discounts is the reflection that it could have on the value of the services that you offer. Okay. You want to make sure that you're not encouraging people to question why they're paying what they're paying. So if your existing clients who are on their packages are really paying a much, much, much higher price point than your introductory offer, that can cause you some problems. And I will say that those people who have been in your studio for a long time and that have been buying packages from you for a while, they're people you really don't want to upset. Yeah. So we want to make sure we're not upsetting those folks. We want to be careful about that level of discount. So if you want to continue to stand by your current pricing, then you want to make any deep discounts a major exception, okay? Not the norm at all. So we know from experience that free first classes are not the be-all and end-all of introductory offers. I do see them occasionally. I see them less and less now. And the reason why I'm not a huge fan of them, and I don't recommend them except for very certain situations, is because they don't tend to be that helpful for that long-term conversion. It doesn't tend to really help to get people into your business and sticking around for the long haul. And if that's what you want for your business, then I would recommend that you use a paid intro offer that has a discount that is very sensible as it relates to your next price point. Okay. So what happens when people offer free classes is that you tend to get a lot of people looking for deals and discounts and aren't really looking and thinking about the long term. Now, there is, it's a bit of a, you have to really understand the data and to look at the data to know whether or not your introductory offer is working. And so the numbers that you will look at when you do that is probably the number of intro offers that are sold. Okay. And what I see often is that when you have a first class free, yes, that the word free does tend to get a lot of people's attention. But what it does is obviously, as I've said, already attracts people that might not be thinking long term and thinking about becoming a long term client. So in the data, what that looks like is a really high intro offer sale point. So the data will show you that you sell a lot of introductory offers or that you've had a lot of new clients come into your business. But if you take the time to kind of follow those people through your business, they don't tend to stick around for as long as you might like. Okay. And I've certainly worked with studio owners who have been very, very, very adamant that their free first class is the way forward and is helping them to grow their business and is getting them long-term clients. But when we track the data, it's right there in black and white that actually they're spending a lot of money on these free classes and they're getting a lot of those people are taking up spots in those classes and those spots could be filled with paying clients instead. So we want to make sure that we're seeing the full picture when it comes to your introductory offer. And we really are making sure that it is doing its job, and its job is to get people in the door, but also to prepare them to move into the next step of that journey inside of your business, right? So a good intro offer will do some really good things for your business, okay? So not only will it bring in new clients through the doors of your studio, but it will very easily set you up for success when it comes to converting them into paying members, which will grow your member base and your bottom line. And it really will set you up for success and make it very easy for you to move them into a more regular package or membership. It will also give you an opportunity to show them what you're all about. Like I've already said, it's really hard during that first session to give them the full picture. If you're a Pilates studio and you work on equipment and you have, there is a lot that you want to share with a new client, right? And a lot that they are probably a little bit curious about. And so you will probably need more than one session to give them that real insight, to inform them about what's possible, to share with them perhaps why you do what you do and what makes your studio special. So I love the introductory package that gives you an opportunity to have more than one interaction with them and that gives them an opportunity to get to know you and to understand you. And it gives you the time to really get to know your client and give them what they need during that intro period so that they can make an informed decision about whether or not they want to become a long-term client. And if they do, what that looks like. So how many times should they come and what they're there to achieve. It also gives you opportunities to build that connection and develop that relationship with newer clients that I know that you already have with those clients that have been coming for a long time. Okay, the clients that you will never question whether or not they're going to show up. But these newer clients, you want to make them as sticky as your current and regular clients, right? And so you do that by building that connection with them, by developing that relationship with them, which we know you can't do from just one interaction. It takes more than one touch point, one connection point for you to be able to develop a relationship that really matters. So we want to make sure that over the course of those early sessions, you are really being thoughtful about what you're telling those clients in those early sessions and how you're going to move them forward from being in the introductory package to being inside of a membership or a long-term package. These are all winning outcomes for your business. You know, and I don't want to see you waste time trying to convince people that you are worth it, that that package price, the next price point that they will be buying is worth it. And when you have a really good introductory offer with those touch points in place, with that process in place, with the sales process in place, you're really able to show them what you're all about. And you don't have to feel uncomfortable and rely on sleazy sales tactics to get clients to convert into those regular visitors you really want inside of your business. So there you have it. Having a compelling intro offer that is priced with just enough of a discount to be enticing, but not so far removed from your actual pricing is probably best practice. Remember that you want to attract people who are ready to buy, who are ready to be a client. And you don't want that jump from the intro offer price point to the package price to be too far, or else you'll have a really hard time with that conversion. And it just doesn't make you feel good, honestly. So we want to make sure that we're really being sensible about that. Now, if you're finding that your intro offer is not bringing enough new clients or it isn't converting into a new package, then you want to look at your pricing level and the offering that is included and what that period looks like. And there's often other small details that we need to consider as well. And one of those is the messaging and the marketing that goes alongside your introductory price point. I really am a fan of getting that messaging really nailed down because we want there to be a reference point for why you're charging what you're charging versus your client simply comparing you and your pricing to, you know, some other studio or some other gym that may be just totally different to what you do inside of your business. So the intro offer is really just half the battle. It's what happens after the client comes through the door or very early on when they decide to pick up the phone or book a session online. It's also about the experience that they have and what you're telling them about what you do. So we want to make sure that you have that client nurture or that sales process in place that will really help to move your client on through the journey inside of your business to becoming a massive advocate for your business, that person, that amazing client that tells all their friends about you and is a great for your referral and your word of mouth marketing, right? So I know you're wondering what that sales process looks like. Well, and that is a topic for another episode for sure. But it is a really vital part of the puzzle. And I would really encourage you to reflect on what you're doing during those early days for those new clients to encourage them along their journey with you. So I hope this was helpful to you as you build your boutique fitness business. Remember, I'm here to help answer your questions. So please do get in touch. I'm back next week with more great business building tips and insights. Have a great rest of your week, you guys. Did you love this episode and want more? Head to spring3.com and check out my free resources that will help you run a profitable and fulfilling studio business. And before you go, one last reminder, there is no one way to do what you do, only your way. So whatever it is that you want to do, create, or offer, you've got this. Thanks again for joining me today, and have a wonderful rest of your day.